Unit 12. 34. Your friend borrowed a book from you and forgot to return it. You call him to ask for it back, but he doesn't answer your phone calls. So you feel upset and annoyed. What should you do in this case? You could burst out at him. How many times do I have to ask you to return my book? But such a reaction may offend him and make him feel insulted. A better solution is to tell your friend how you feel instead of criticizing him. Explain the reason you are offended in a calm and polite way. For example, you could say, "I'm upset that you still haven't returned my book even though I asked you twice. I badly need it, so can you give it back soon?" You are trying to express your emotions without hurting the listener's feelings. Psychologists call this an I message. An I message does not accuse the listener. Instead, it just describes how you feel. So the next time you have a problem with a friend, try using an I message. This way, you can solve the problem without hurting their feelings. When a listener's feelings are hurt, their logical thinking freezes. As a result, they won't be able to listen to you.